BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast while we're in for Grimmy on breakfast. At the start of the podcast, you're treated to another early morning Chris rant. They're becoming quite regular. Also, Chris gets dressed up for Wimbledon but worries it's a little bit too jazzy. We speak to Lucy Rose and wake her up ahead of her live lounge later in the show. And I confuse Ryan Reynolds with John Barrowman. We've all done it.
Scott Mills, Radio.
Good morning, everyone. It's Thursday on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Hey, Chris.
Good morning, Scott. You all right?
Yeah, you?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm all right.
Good morning, Scott. So, yes?
Go on. Well, no, I was going to... If we're going to talk about the situation in my life at the moment, which is this wedding on Friday, can we do it now?
Okay.
Because I know they're not listening right
okay.
now.
Can you wait 10 minutes?
My only concern is if she wakes up and hears it, it's not an ideal thing to be talking about a day before her wedding. Do you know what I mean? And what was quite good about yesterday's rant, it was this is a convenient time to do it.
Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to... you can't wait 10 minutes, no?
All right. Maximum 10
minutes. No, it's all right. No, do it now. Because I enjoyed it yesterday. Go on.
Right. So...
So, your girlfriend's sister is getting married tomorrow.
Bridezilla.
Yes.
We call her,
yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, hear from one of the bridesmaids, mm-hmm. okay? Because I've said I'll DJ at the wedding. This is the latest thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, just been speaking to the bride. She doesn't want any wedding music at her wedding. So they want to make it really cool. And just so you're aware, we don't want any cheesy wedding music.
Right. Yes, hang on.
The Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
Yeah, carry on.
So I said, what exactly does that mean then? Like, what are you saying I should and shouldn't be playing? So Rihanna's fine.
Yep.
Lady Gaga's not fine.
Why?
Apparently, I don't know.
That's not very wedding-y, is it?
She wants a certain stereophonic song.
Yep.
She doesn't want any 70s or 80s.
No. Here's the thing. I had to do someone's wedding last year, and they said exactly the same thing. They were like, I don't want any cheesy wedding stuff. I want it to be like a cool wedding. And I was like... All right, then. When it comes to the night...
That's what I mean.
People will want cheesy wedding music.
That's what I mean.
And there was a complete ban on it, and it was a wrong decision.
It's a completely wrong decision, and I think she's saying, no, we know what we want. And it's like, no, you don't know what you want. What you think you want is the day before your wedding when you're sober.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Like, don't be coming up to me and leafing through my memory sticks or my CDs... on the night of your wedding when you've had a couple of drinks going, can you play some 70s?
Oh, yeah.
Because that's what's going to happen. And you're going to have, like, it's not just her, unfortunately. It's
a whole crowd of grandparents
and mums will be on.
Yep.
Honestly, just take what you think. Like, because it will all go out the window tomorrow night.
I know. Anyway, look, we'll leave it
better.
There. Thank you.
All right, that's all right. Hopefully not awake yet.
This is... The Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
Yes!
Is there a problem, Chris?
Can I give a big shout out to the cousin of the bride who's listening right now?
Sure.
Picking up his lovely girlfriend from the airport.
Oh.
So he's obviously up early doing that.
Oh, no.
And
he's going to tell the bride.
Yeah, but that's fine, because I've only said positive things about her, haven't I?
No, you called her Bridezilla.
Actually... I'm very looking forward to DJing. Obviously, I am.
I'm very looking forward to it.
And it's going to be an amazing day.
Mm. But you... Like, I would just... Is this a shout-out to kind of bribe him to not tell her what you just said?
Yes. To be honest, yes.
Good morning. Is it Luke?
It's Luke, yeah.
Luke, please don't tell the bride. It's going to make it... Don't tell the bride.
Yeah, don't tell the bride. It is turning into that,
it is.
Ironically.
Please, it's going to make it a lot worse for Chris tomorrow. He's stressed, he's got some kind of neck problem. He's a broken man right now. Please don't tell her. Good morning, Anne.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, how are you?
Yeah, really good. Are you off to Wimbledon?
Yes, I am.
When?
Tomorrow.
So are we.
Oh.
We're doing the show
world.
From there tomorrow morning, so you can listen on the way there. Small world, isn't it? Yeah.
What are the chances?
Oh, fancy meeting you here.
I know.
Who are you going with?
My mum.
Oh, okay, cool. That'd be nice. Have you got any specific tickets?
Well, I think it will be court one, but then hopefully we'll be able to just have a little walk around and see what it's all like.
I'm so looking forward to it. Have you been before?
No, it's my first time.
I think it's going to be amazing.
Are you going to be dressed accordingly?
Well, I hope so, but I think, Chris, I think you'll probably be outdressing everybody, I hear.
Yeah, I mean, Chris has got a certain look for tomorrow, which we will reveal later on. I took him to see a personal shopper friend yesterday, and, well, we went wild in the aisles, didn't we, Chris?
We did, yes. It's definitely a new look.
It's a look. I mean, you thought it was too jazzy at the time.
I think, I'm putting this out here, no. I think it's too jazzy.
You can never have too jazzy for Wimbledon. Have you seen some of the outfits? You'll be absolutely fine, you'll fit in. I bet you're looking forward to seeing that, aren't you, Anne?
I am. Yep. Has Chris got a colour he's gone for, or is it just...
I'd rather not say at the moment. Can you just keep checking the Radio 1 Twitter and listening to the radio, because the outfit is going to be revealed. There's going to be like a big reveal quite soon.
Okay, well, that doesn't take away from the tennis. I'm sure it'll be absolutely fine.
No, it won't at all. It'll actually
that's a point. Didn't even think of that.
It's not that bad.
You don't want to be distracting, do you?
Have a good day tomorrow.
What is he wearing?
Yeah, yeah. They called you out. What is that? Hey, to celebrate, would you like a quick game of animal tennis?
I can try.
Okay, no, you don't have to do anything. Just listen. Would you like it between a sheep and a pig?
I'll go for a pig for a change.
A pig. No, it's a pig and a sheep.
Yeah,
it's
yeah. It'll be a rally. Yeah.
All right, have a good day tomorrow.
Dinosaur again.
Was it just a raptor?
Thank you.
Okay, love you, bye.
Love you, bye. The Scott Mills
Daily. Morning, Emma in Chelmsford. The animal tennis requests are coming in this morning. Must be after the success of Andy Murray yesterday. Didn't he do well, etc.?
What do you mean? He's inspired a generation of animal tennis.
Yeah. She wants a donkey and Azarenka in a little rally. Well, just for you, Emma. The Scott Mills Daily. We can't tell you why we made pointless history, but we definitely did.
I'm fine.
Yeah. It could be for a good or really bad reason. Yes.
But that's the thing, you've got to keep your voice exactly level with it. Don't sound like we've done well, don't sound like we've done badly.
We have made pointless history. Yeah, like no excitement. That
Leave
was
it at
House
that.
Every weekend. Tell us why you need the Waking Up song this morning. Who are you? Where are you? Why do you need it so much as you try to prise your eyelids open on Thursday morning? It's Radio 1, 81199. Text us if you want to be on. The Scott Mills Daily. Get up, throw your hands in the sky. Queens is in the back, sipping yak, y'all. What's up, ladies? Looking hot and pretty. It is time to wake yourself up. It's Thursday morning, it's 7:04. Come on, it's nearly the weekend. Leia in Market Harborough, good morning. She says, I'm really struggling this morning. Please, can I have an aggressive Miss Piggy to wake me up from my slumber? Yes, you can.
Hello. Hello. It's Miss Piggy. Kissy, kissy, time to wake up.
Are you all there? Ash and Jordan from Stoke really need waking up this morning. Just boshed a double espresso, but is it espresso or espresso?
Espresso. Oh, no, espresso.
So espresso really annoys people. Okay, anyway, and they're still kind of sleepy driving from Stoke to Bristol on the expressos, and they want Britney Spears, yeah.
Hi, it's Britney Spears, and wake yourself up.
Charismatic as always. I need waking up because I'm driving to Oxford to move out of my student house with the estate agent from hell. I go to Oxford Brookes University, not the real Oxford. You didn't need to say that, Rory. We wouldn't have known otherwise. That's Rory from Haywards Heath. Wants a bit of Bella Thorne.
Yoo-hoo! Is that you I hear waking up right now? This is Bella Thorne, and I'm telling you to get out of bed.
Is that English? And good morning, Ben.
Hi, Scott.
You all right?
Chris. Hey. Yeah, I'm all right. Thank you. How about you?
Yeah, I'm all right. Thanks. Where are you today?
Good. I'm good, cheers. I'm a bit tired, though.
Yeah, no, so the question
it's early, mate. Where are you?
Yeah.
Where are you?
I'm in Scunthorpe.
Scunny.
Yeah, sunny Scunny.
Is it sunny?
Yeah, it's not actually too bad today. It was raining yesterday, but it was quite bright today, so I'm hoping it's going to be good weather.
Are you still in bed? It sounds to me that you're still in bed. You need to throw your curtains wide and get up. Get out.
Yeah, no. Well, the sun's coming through them, so...
What's the plan for today, Ben?
Well, I'm off to watch Grimmy on the X Factor auditions.
Oh, you're going along, are you?
Yeah, I'm off to watch him, so... I don't know, I'm looking forward to it, because... I'm not really sure what to expect of Grimmy being the judge.
Oh, I think he's going to be amazing at it.
I think he'll be good at it, yeah.
Yeah, I think he'll be honest.
Yeah, so do I. I reckon he'll give it, like, a bit of a Simon touch, but with that Cheryl niceness.
Like, you've really thought about this.
Yeah,
okay, I think it's going to be a really good atmosphere. Have you been to anything like that before?
No, I haven't. It's my first time going, so looking forward to it.
Okay, have a good day. Who do you want to wake you up?
Can I have Simon, please, to wake me up?
Of course.
Hello, my name is Simon Cowell. Wake up.
That's it. Short and sweet. All right, have a good day, Ben.
Thank you.
Love you, bye. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Good morning, Stephen, in Basildon, Las Vegas. He's just sat in traffic on the A13, not moved for about 30 minutes now. All around London is going to be an absolute mare today. It is already. Helena is also in London. And all the tubes are off. So she is currently doing a 2-hour walk to work. So if you're in London or around London today, hello, I feel your pain. It's 7:15 on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Coming up, the UK's official number one for lost frequencies. Also, The Weeknd and Echo Smith to play you. And good morning, Carl.
Hello.
Hello.
How are we?
I'm good. How are you?
Not bad, yourself?
I'm all right. What's going on, Carl?
Not a lot, mate. Just at work, chilling in a van.
Whereabouts in the country are you?
A little island called Portland in Dorset.
Oh, lush.
Yeah, so it's all right. Out of the way.
I think I've been there, actually.
It was where the sailing was for the Olympics.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So what's your actual job?
I just drive a van around with like van car parts and that in it. So.
It is. And you know about Real or No Real, right?
I do.
Do you listen in your van and smash it and play along?
I do sometimes, yeah.
Okay, so should we see how you do today?
Yeah, let's crack on.
Oh, yeah, let's crack on.
Crack
let's do
on.
It.
Let's crack on.
Here is your first fact on Thursday's Real or No Real.
Robin Thicke's dad, Alan, says that he and his wife like to enjoy a lie down while listening to his son's music.
Oh, that is horrible.
So what's his name? Is his name Alan Thicke?
Yes. That one is real.
So that's not a made-up last name from Robin. That's his actual last name.
Uh-huh.
Dad, so Robin is son of Alan Thicke.
That's right.
So what,
which is amazing in itself.
I want to know the whole family, name by name.
Pam Thicke.
Richard Thicke.
So if Robin Thicke's dad actually has a... with his wife to his son's music, then I find that deeply disturbing.
I've never even thought of this being a situation that pop stars would have to deal with.
Imagine I'm Alan. I'm Alan, you're Pam. Glass of wine, Pam?
Come here, Thicky.
Okay, so what do we think about this, Chris?
Well, what do we think about this? It's gross.
I know
that's
it's horrible,
what I'm thinking.
But is it real?
It's bad, but this is what Robin Thicke has caused for himself by making this kind of music.
Carl, what do you think on this?
Well, I'm hoping it's not real, otherwise I'd be cringed out if I was Robin Thicke.
So you say no real, Carl?
I've got to say no real.
Chris?
I'm going to go real on this one, Mills.
Oh.
That one is real.
Gross, gross, gross. So he told an American magazine that he uses his son's music to get him in the mood. When Robin read the article, he tweeted, "Dad, I heard what you said. I need you to give back all of my music immediately." And next on today's Real or No Real.
In Japan, Kit Kats come in baked potato and soy sauce flavours.
Imagine a chunky soy sauce one.
Oh my word, this is hard to even imagine. So a baked potato flavoured Kit Kat.
Yeah.
It's not just, we're not talking about a baked potato here with bits of Kit Kat in.
No, an actual flavoured baked potato Kit Kat. Imagine
what I had for dinner the other day. I think it's because obviously up early with breakfast shows, so you don't really think straight. I just went and had a baked potato, but just with loads of Liam Perrins in. It was lush. And I think I've created new food because of it.
I think that's probably been done before, just saying.
Has it?
Yeah. I went to Japan and they do have amazing flavours for things, though. So this, I reckon this might be real, but I'm not playing.
But then when the battered Mars bar and that come out, everyone sort of thought it was a bit weird, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. That's right, mate. They did, yeah.
Yeah, so it could be real.
I think, though, baked potato is a really weird flavour. It's not... out of all the flavours in the world, I can't see why that would be appealing.
Also in Japan, we've done this before, KFC is like the Christmas meal to have. Everyone goes out in Japan and has a KFC at Christmas with their family.
Love a KFC.
Yeah, it's a Christmas treat. So is this one real or no real, Chris?
I'm going to go no real.
And Carl?
Real.
That one is real. Yes, Kit Kats are the most popular snack in Japan, and they do come in dozens and dozens of flavours. The baked potato flavour is, in particular, a big hit. That's a great fact. And next.
In 1939, after the Prime Minister came on the radio to announce the start of World War II, the very next programme on air featured a song by the young entertainer Bruce Forsyth to cheer everyone up.
Oh, come on.
Right, come on, let's...
What is it with these Brucey facts? All week we've had them.
It's a fact a day with Brucey.
So just to recap, we've discovered that Bruce Forsyth is older than sliced bread before on Real or No Real. He was a singer called The Mighty Atom at the start of his career and released a song called Chin Up.
Chin up, chin up. Everybody loves a happy face. Wear it, share it. It'll brighten up the darkest place. Twinkle, Columbo. Sparkle. Let a little sunshine
40,
in.
40.
You'll be on the right side, looking at the bright side, up with your chinny chin chin.
Keep dancing.
Tune.
But after the announcement of World War II, was the next programme a young entertainer, Bruce Forsyth, cheering everyone up?
I don't think it seems appropriate that you'd have that announcement and then a performance of Chin Up.
It's quite British, though,
you know,
isn't
what
it?
I mean?
I like it. Come on, guys. It's war, but chin up.
This is the BBC. World War II is beginning. And now...
Chin up, chin up. Everybody loves a happy face.
Oh, it's very British, isn't it?
Yeah, very. Strong resolve. Carl, what are you saying?
Well, everyone loves a bit of Brucey, don't they?
100% yes. He's a living legend.
I reckon it could be real.
I think... No, I don't think they could go straight to Brucey after something like that. So no real.
That one is no real.
No, absolutely made up. And at the end of that round of Real or No Real today...
I got 20, Carl got 10.
Oh, Carl.
Aww.
You messed
That's
it up.
Oh, well.
Oh,
no.
But you're Terrible. Probably over it already, aren't you?
A little bit.
Thanks very much for being on today, Carl.
Thanks for having me.
Have a good day. Love you, bye.
And you, love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So yesterday, I took Chris to a personal shopper to get him kitted out for Wimbledon. And he was like...
Going straight in my basket?
I did not. The problem is you were there and you were walking around going, that's going straight in my basket!
You're going straight in my basket.
You can hear what happened very soon on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show and you can decide whether the outfit is too jazzy. I don't think it is.
It's too jazzy.
It's not. Ollie in Tokyo has been on, just about what we're saying on Real or No Real. He says, I am legit in Japan right now next to a bunch of potato Kit Kats. Also, they have salt and pepper ones, FYI. Thanks, Ollie. Good to hear from you from Tokyo. They've got all the flavours.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Nesta's here. Good morning.
Morning. Welcome to my life, trying to, you know, keep track of who's dating who and X, Y, Z.
I don't know how you do it. I wouldn't have enough brain space, Nesta.
Busy, those celebrities.
Are you going to tea in the park later?
As you can see, I've still got my coat on. No point taking it off. I come in, do this, and then it's a five-hour train to Edinburgh, two-hour drive to Strathclyde.
You'll love it.
Yeah, I've never been to tea in the park. I've been to Scotland many a time. I'm really looking forward to it because... producer Vic has said some amazing things about her homeland. Really looking forward to it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, a lot of people say it's like the best festival. Mm-hmm. So have a good time.
Yeah,
so
what full report for on Monday. As for today, attention all other pop stars. You might as well stay in bed. Don't even bother waking up. Because once again, Taylor Swift, on a one-woman mission to prove she's the nicest singer of all time, has done it once again. And I think we're going to need lots of these for today's bulletin. Aww. Some collective eyes. Okay. The story goes, this is really, really cute. Naomi is an 11-year-old girl who's got leukemia in the US. She's receiving treatment. She could be in hospital for up to 9 months. She missed the Taylor Swift gig as part of that, and her medical bills run into tens of thousands of pounds. Massive Swiftie fans. She makes a video, sends it out into the internet, and you know, I'm sure hundreds and thousands of people do this every time. Taylor Swift gets in touch with Naomi Scott with the cutest message. So here is Naomi reading out Taylor's reply.
Beautiful and brave Naomi. I'm sorry you have to miss it, but there will be always be more concerts. Let's focus on getting you feeling better. I seriously think I'm going to pass out right now.
So cute, so cute. Not only that, but guess what else Taylor's done?
Go on.
She's donated £50,000 towards Naomi's medical bills, and I think that is worthy of another.
Aww.
Yeah, I mean, Taylor Swift, it's changing lives. All I've got for my 20-something years on earth, six-pack, amazing eyebrows.
Yeah.
Just a waste. Just a waste.
Yeah, it doesn't really measure up.
No, it's a tough life, so I might go back to bed as well. There you have it.
Okay, what else you got?
Ant-Man, have you seen the trailer or the film yet?
I haven't yet, no.
This, I'm not normally like a comic book fan, but this is a really, really good movie. They seem to be making 100 superhero movies a month, but this one worth seeing. It stars Anchorman star Paul Rudd, who's an ex-con, you know, kind of given a chance to change his life. He gets this suit and it turns him into the size of an ant. So I kind of wanted to know, and I'll start with you actually, if you was the size of an ant for a day, where and what would you do?
I'd just be like, yeah, I'm thin.
Would that be it? Would you be in the mirror just showing
just
off your calves
out.
And
yeah.
your six pack?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I've decided
ants
that
don't have a six pack, Nestor.
Okay, what did it? Okay,
I know what you mean though. I'd just be like small and be like, yeah,
slim. Yeah. I've decided Beyonce's dressing room would be my first stop. Obviously, so I could hear those exclusive album cuts, nothing else. Paul Rudd's answer is a little bit more thought out than ours though.
I think I'd like to overhear Obama. I think that would be an interesting conversation. Mm. Don't you kind of wonder what is really going on in the world?
But you're in the know. They say like all the millionaires and billionaires, you're part of a secret society.
Well, I'm not in that society. Okay. I don't even know what's going on in my own home, let alone the country.
So there you have it. So that is Mr. Paul Rudd. It also stars Evangelina Lilly and Michael Douglas in 3D as well. Well worth watching for when they shrink him down. And that's in cinemas on Friday, Mr. Mills.
Okay, good. What else?
I think this is going to be your favourite story of the day. So years and years, obviously, massive anticipation for their debut album. They were Brits Critics' Choice nominees and won the BBC Sound of 2015 list as well. So people want to know, can they live up to the hype? Their first album, The Communion, is out tomorrow. And if singles like, you know, King and Desire and Shelter are anything to go by, then they should. Yesterday, they had the album launch. This is where they invite the media and kind of all their celeb friends to come along and they play a few album cuts, do a few tracks live. Ellie Goulding was there. I heard a certain Fiona Hanlon was there as well.
Yeah, you were there, Fee, weren't you?
Yeah.
All the media, people that count.
But I think the thing that stood out most was the love between Ollie from Years and Years and the love of Neil from Clean Bandit.
Right.
They're on at the minute, definitely on, and it looks like this could be it. This could be Cupid's arrow has struck them both.
I didn't know that they were together.
Yeah, I think it's early days. I'm not sure it's been for that long, but very, very much in love, as Fiona, I'm sure, could testify.
Yes. Now, so have you got a picture?
I've got a picture of him taking a picture of him.
What? Ollie taking a picture of Neil?
Yeah.
No, Neil taking a picture of Ollie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh wow, they're really, it's, you can tell it's kind of early stages.
Yes.
Where they, was love in the air.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Where's Ollie singing to Neil?
Yes.
I love it.
They're at the kind of stage of the relationship where when they sit down for dinner, they're not on their phones, they're actually talking to one another at the minute.
So, I know.
Very, very early days. And we asked kind of Neil what was his favourite bits of the album. He was like, it's got to be Ollie's vocals and Ollie's medleys and his, you know, but we also wanted to know from him, because they're both in bands, so when they have new songs and new ideas, do they play it to one another?
No, not at all, no. We're very competitive on things like Boggle, stuff like that, but we're not competitive about music. Actually, it took Ollie ages to play me like the new material, I think because we're both musicians, it's kind of scarier. So, yeah, kind of goes the opposite way.
I love that, though. And sort of happy for them.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, thank you. Have a good time at Tea in the Park.
No worries. If you don't see me again, it's been fun.
Don't go to Strathclyde. You need to go to Strathallan.
Oh, is that where I'm going? Strathclyde Castle I'm going to.
Strathallan.
That's where you need to go.
I'll change the sat nav.
Thanks, Scottish person. Have a good time.
No worries. I'm off to lick some donuts, Ariana Grande style.
No, don't do that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, Lucy Rose has her first live lounge today. Exciting.
Yeah, we love Lucy Rose.
And we are the first people she's spoken to today. Good morning, Lucy Rose.
Hello, how you doing?
You're all right, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Is it true that you're standing on a street at the moment because you don't have signal in your house?
Yeah, that is true.
Well, where do you live?
I know, in London, central London, Islington, but I don't know what happened.
Okay, no bars?
No bars.
We were just discussing how wonderful your album is.
Thank you very much. That means a lot.
How do you prepare for a live lounge today? I mean, you're up well early. Do you go get like a massive breakfast in?
I'm not sure. I've never done one before, so I'm not actually sure what I'm going to do.
What have you done with your day so far?
What have I done with my day? I've actually just woken up.
Oh, okay.
I've had a shower and that's it.
We are the first people you've spoken to. So we're going to play Like an Arrow now. Looking forward to it today. Oh, she's gone again.
I'm here. Sorry.
Hello. Are you looking forward to it today?
I've gone again. That's terrible.
Oh. I'm going to play your song, Lucy Rose. Yeah, I'm going to play Like an Arrow, and then we'll find out what the cover is. Central London.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. No service. Hey.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Try living in Norfolk Mills, says someone else. That was a quality conversation for around here. It's true. When I ring my dad, right, who lives in Hampshire, literally every time we speak, well, like, we can't get through a whole phone conversation without it going dead. Because he lives like not that far out, but it's like there's no signal. And I said to him yesterday, are we ever going to have a phone conversation where it, like, you don't just go halfway through and I'm just talking to myself?
Proper rubbish.
Yeah, really rubbish. Dan is struggling to get signal in Carlisle, says GPRS are definitely a thing around here. I bet it's definitely saying GPRS or even worse, E on Lucy Rose's phone right now. Are you there, love?
I am, I think.
Oh, hello, yes.
Hello.
Good, quick, tell us the cover that you're doing today in the live lounge while we've still got service.
Okay, we're going to do the Taylor Swift, Kendrick Lamar, Bad Blood.
Amazing. Yes. Okay, wow. Well, listen, good luck with the live lounge today. So we'll hear Like an Arrow and we'll hear Bad Blood with Lucy Rose on our first live lounge. Will you be sipping some of your own tea that you sell at your gigs?
I might be, maybe.
Do you know, I really want to try that special blend.
Really? I'll get you some.
Can you?
Yes, do
yeah,
it.
Definitely.
Oh, we've been on about it for ages. Like, it's true, isn't it? You do you sell some tea at your gigs.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, okay, right. I want to try some of that. Can you bring some today?
Yeah, I definitely will.
Loving your work, Lucy Rose. All right, we'll see you
Thanks
later.
So
Good
much.
Luck for the live lounge.
Thanks, guys.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
So yesterday, I spoke to Ryan Reynolds. So many girls have been texting and tweeting Radio 1 going, I'm so jealous that you met Ryan Reynolds. I didn't actually meet him. I was in a back room at Pointless in the TV studios because that we were filming a Radio 1 DJ special yesterday. We're not allowed to tell you how it went. But I'm proud of us, Chris.
We made history.
We made Pointless history, and that is a fact. But I can't tell you for why. So, yeah, I'm in a back room next to a radiator in an echoey room holding an 80s phone to my ear. And on the other end of that 80s phone was Ryan Reynolds. He was sat in LA doing one of those film junkets, you know, where they sit in front of a poster on the TV. You see it all the time. And they just talk about their film and answer questions.
It's definitely him.
It is definitely him. Yeah. And here's what happened when I spoke to Ryan yesterday.
BBC
Radio
1.
Ryan Reynolds, good morning.
Good morning.
I saw Selfless, your new movie this week, and it is awesome, can I just say?
Thank you.
So, briefly, a man called Damien in the movie is a very wealthy businessman, but he has terminal cancer, played by Ben Kingsley. But he learns about science that can keep his mind, but when he dies, give him a totally new body created in a laboratory. And Ryan, you play the reincarnation of Damien with the healthy new body. Without giving everything away, what happens next?
Well, you know, we're dealing with a kind of a classist sort of idea that, you know, a guy who's obviously a billionaire, played by Ben Kingsley, as you mentioned, he's essentially used money, influence, and power to buy his way out of natural selection. So what happens next is, like, I think for me, like any good Hitchcock film, there's extraordinary consequence, which is that he ends up in this younger body, but also ends up uncovering the fact that this younger body was not something that was just genetically grown in a lab. It's actually a living, breathing person who had a wife and a family and kids. And and the movie quickly escalates into a kind of a thriller action man on the run sort of scenario.
I know that you really kind of throw yourself into all of your roles. You've had to have operations before because you've hurt yourself in filming, haven't you?
Yeah, I've had some bad luck in a couple of stunts, but yeah.
A separated shoulder was one of them?
Yeah, I separated a shoulder. That was I've done that twice on a couple of movies. I broke my neck on Safe House, which sounds much worse than it actually is. I just broke a couple vertebrae, but it was still kind of, you know, an inconvenience to say the least. But
right.
I think people don't realize that sometimes it's a real athletic event. These movies, and I love it, but I'm getting older, so, you know, falling on cement isn't hilarious anymore. It's starting to feel exactly like cement. So.
Do you do all of the stunts yourself?
Not all of them. No. I would never profess that. I have a great stunt guy named Daniel Stevens, who's amazing, who worked on this movie. But I try to do as much of it as I can. I'm not going to be the guy that's going to be jumping off of a burning building onto a moving car.
No.
I don't think insurance is going to let me do that, and I'm glad it won't let me do that, so I can save face by saying, sorry, can't do it. But I enjoy it. I love it. I love doing the stunts. I've always loved it.
It's kind of exciting, right?
Yeah, it is. It is exciting because it kind of feels real, you know, when you're in those moments. And I don't like doing action scenes that feel overly choreographed or sort of kung fu kind of stuff. I've never been big on that, but I like visceral, kind of real action scenes where both parties are somewhat afraid and fighting for their lives.
What about the car chases in this movie? Because, I mean, it looks like you're doing them.
Yeah, I did a lot of the driving, which was fun. I've always loved doing the driving stuff. You know, but then again, there's like certain times. I mean, on Selfless, we had windows explode in the cars, and they would explode. One time, they exploded the wrong way.
Oh.
So I got a face full of glass and blood, and you know we had to shut down for a day or two. But it's you know, you have all those sorts of things, but they just kind of give you street cred with the crew. You come back feeling cooler afterwards.
It sounds like you're not happy unless you've got like one injury per film.
I know. It's starting to sound like that, but trust me, I would be thrilled to not have any injuries in a movie.
More from my chat with Ryan Reynolds in a minute. On the Radio and Breakfast Show, I told you it was an echoey room. That's all they had at Pointless. They just shooed me into a room. Go in there and do the interview.
The Scott Mills Daily.
A lot of people say I'm doing a bit of career laughing on the Ryan Reynolds interview. You're so funny, Ryan. It was quite a stressful experience because I've got like an 80s conference call phone to my ear, and he was in LA, and because of the phone quality, to me, he sounded like this. So that's why I'm going.
Yeah, because
a lot of the time I'm not understanding what he's actually saying.
Well, yeah, because you told me that you couldn't really hear him at the time, but that sounds very clear to me.
That's why I'm overcompensating.
Right.
It's really actually a good interview.
More career laughing coming up?
I think so, yes. Here's part two.
When you're filming, is there kind of one thing that you must always have, like a snack or a drink or gym equipment or hair straighteners or anything?
Did you say hair straighteners?
Yeah, I don't know.
No, a flat iron is not required. Coffee is the biggest one for me.
Coffee.
I honestly have an addiction to coffee.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so you get through a lot of that.
I do, yeah. Too much. Way too much.
Me and Chris, who is on the show with me, are trying to kind of get a little bit more buff at the moment. And during the songs that we play on the breakfast show, we're doing a bit of exercise. Are you in the gym every day to look like that?
No. I do it for a film. You know, you have to do the stunt work and stuff. Just from a functional standpoint, you have to be in pretty good shape. But no, if I'm not shooting or I'm not working, I really don't do anything.
Right.
I'll hike. I'll do a little hiking and sometimes jogging. But I don't like being in a gym. I don't know many people that do. But
how does it work then? When you get a movie role and they say, okay, you need to bulk up or you need to get thinner, does that become your job to do that?
Yes, it does. You know, so it's not really applicable to kind of real world scenario for most people. It becomes my full time job. The diet aspect becomes a job. The working out part becomes a job. And, you know, I just finished Deadpool, so we just finished 7, almost 8 months of training. which feels good to be done. But no, you do it. You train like you would for same way you would for an athletic event.
You don't get biceps like that from eating lasagna, do you?
No, not as far as I know. The science doesn't really indicate that yet.
Ryan, the thing to do over the last couple of days on the internet, it seems, is to share a photo of your behind.
Wow.
Justin Bieber started that. It's just him kind of staring out to sea, backside fully on display.
Yeah.
Then yesterday, John Legend posted one. Is this something you'd like to join in with on Twitter?
I saw the Bieber one. I didn't see the other one. But he has a powerful ass.
He really does. I mean, he's been doing the squats.
I don't know if there's any way to remove your pants in a boat than to be staring adoringly off to sea.
Yeah.
Personally, I think I don't have a boat is the real problem here. I don't have a boat.
It's something maybe you should think about.
Yeah, I will. I will. You'll be the first person I send it to.
Thanks, Ryan. Good to speak to you this morning. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Did you hear that? That's what we're doing wrong, mate. That's why we're not buff yet.
Well, it's interesting advice, and it's something we should take on board. The problem with what we do is we just casually train, don't we?
What, in the studio while the songs are on?
Yeah, like just then I had a sausage sandwich and I did a few press-ups.
I know. And I spotted you.
Yeah.
But then, I mean, occasionally I'll do like the odd press up against the desk.
Yeah, but that's what you do. Like when I walk past the door, I'll sort of push off it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I try and treat the world as my gym.
But now I've done the interview with Ryan Reynolds, that doesn't feel like it's enough. We're going to have to step up our game. Like, we need to train like you're training for an athletic event.
Yeah.
So I'm going to sign us up to a fun run later.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello to Short Guy on Twitter who says, I've just walked into a shop that rhymes with Wesco and it took all my strength not to go, that's going straight in my basket. Don't blame me. He says, I hate you, Scott Mills. Blame Anto Sharp. He's the one on Vine that started it. Here's the thing about the John Barrowman interview. No.
John Barrowman?
No. The Ryan
John
Reynolds.
Barrowman.
Listen, the Ryan
Why have
Reynolds
you got
interview.
John Barrowman on the break. What
because...
a random person to mix that up with.
Right, okay, hear
no,
me
we
out.
We can't let that slip. John Barrowman off some of our favourite TV ever.
Hear me out, otherwise you're going to look stupid.
John Barrowman. It's going straight in my basket.
He'd love to go straight in your basket. John Barrowman is the voice twin of Ryan Reynolds.
Right.
Think about it. They've got the same voice.
Well saved.
Thank you. If you will let me finish.
John Barrowman
on
my
show. Chinganelle emoji.
John Barrowman on the brain.
No, it was spotted by Ben Palmer on Twitter. I turned onto the Ryan Reynolds interview and was convinced for at least 3 minutes it was John Barrowman. They sound the same. Chris, another word for you? Abs are made in the kitchen, not the gym. I love all the motivational gym tweets that are now coming in.
We say on the show, don't we? We eat, what's it? Eat clean, broadcast dirty.
That's what we do.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1, yes, it's Ladies' Semis Day at Wimbledon. And tomorrow we'll be enjoying some men's semis at Wimbledon. And this show will come live from the, what's it called? All England
Tennis Club. Lawn Tennis Club.
Thank you. Better get that right before tomorrow. We're there from 6:30 tomorrow morning. So excited. Have you been to Wimbledon before?
I've been before, yeah, and it was really good fun. I went with some mates and we sort of walked around the outside courts. It's wicked. But tomorrow, I'm so excited because I think, from what I understand, we're going to be allowed to go pretty much anywhere.
Yeah.
Which, for someone like me, is dangerous.
Yeah. I hope that it's no holes barred. And
I really hope it's no holes barred tomorrow.
Access all areas. Charlie Soffler playing tennis. And as our anchor.
It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah. So hear everything from Wimbledon tomorrow morning as we cheer on Andy Murray.
Yes.
Now, we did go shopping, me and Chris, yesterday. Clothes shopping with Chris is a stressful experience because he absolutely hates it.
It's my least favourite thing.
It's when we get into any shop, you look really hot and you start to go like, oh, how'd you get out of here? Where's the exit? How'd you get out of here now? We've only just arrived.
It's because the shop that you often take me to, you can't, I mean, as soon as you're in, you can't really see the exit anymore. And I don't like that about a shop.
Now, we have got you an outfit.
Yeah, it's not, I don't know.
You're
I'm
not quite
sure. I'm not sure it's right.
Right, okay. Well, here's
I'm not
someone.
Sure it's appropriate.
Here's someone that might be able to tell us like the general rules. Good morning, Cash.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm good. Now, is it true you're a site manager at Wimbledon?
That is correct, yes.
Okay, so what does that job entail?
I have a lot of staff underneath me to make sure they do the job properly, inspect it, and the day runs well for the people who come in to enjoy Wimbledon.
Oh, so who are you in charge of?
Everyone. I'm in charge, not everyone, just a few amount of people. And then they just do their daily duties throughout the day, so yeah, it's good.
Oh, so you're a very powerful man.
I don't want to say too much, but yeah, I know a little bit.
Blow your trumpet.
You're the powerful man. You're the big cheese.
No, don't say that.
Okay, so we need to know what to wear because we're coming down tomorrow to do the show from Wimbledon for men's semis.
As I said, I've done this for many years, and I've seen a lot of celebrities walk in their jeans and their T-shirts, like the other day when Drake walked in. And all I could think of was, oh my God, it's Drake. I was like, ooh, he's only getting to the members area with that jeans and T-shirt.
Okay, so when was this, earlier in the week?
This was early in the week, yeah. And then you get a lot of celebrities walking in, and they're just not dressing the correct attire.
And so Drake is wearing a jean and a T-shirt.
It was jeans and a T-shirt, yeah, with his old entourage, and none of them are going to be able to get into that area unless you wear the correct stuff. Like previous years, we've had Beckham and other Gerard Butler coming in, and they're looking very smart, very slick.
I was looking at the pictures of Gerard Butler yesterday, actually. He looks smart.
He looks very smart. I wish I could dress that good.
Yeah. So you won't get anywhere near the members on semi-day if you are dressed inappropriately?
No. You have to wear trousers or chinos with a smart shirt. And a jacket, and you will not get in.
Oh, slow down. Hang on. I wasn't writing that down. So, chinos.
Chinos, shirt. No, jacket.
Someone said flannel trousers. What are they?
You know what? Just wear whatever. If it looks smart and it looks presentable, you will get in. But you must have a tie. So, you can walk around without a tie on. But when you come into the members area, you have to put your tie on because there's military guards standing at the post. Enforcing the club rules. Yeah,
it's all in the OTT, isn't it? Club.
No, it's Wimbledon.
It's Wimbledon. It's the All England Lawn Tennis Croquet Club.
Exactly.
So they have rules and regulations throughout the year for all the members, and those rules have to be passed down onto the general public.
Is there anyone, any celebrity that you've had in and you're like, they are awfully dressed, they are not going to get anywhere?
No comment.
Yes, yeah.
Now, here's the thing. What if you wear chinos, a shirt and a tie, but you still look awful? Is there... You'll still
be
allowed in.
Don't forget the jacket as well.
You'll still be allowed in.
You'll still be allowed in as long as you dress the part.
Okay. What if you're unattractive?
No comment.
No.
Okay. Have you turned people away for being a bit ugly, Cash?
I've never done that. No, sure. Never.
All right. Well, this has actually really helped a lot. So, are you busy today? You must be.
I am very, at the moment, I'm staring at the crowds coming in, and we're getting ready to walk everyone down to court 3. Then after that, there's a lot more work to be done. So before the ground's actually open.
Do you know, I'm loving the insight that people are giving us to Wimbledon this week. We've got Emily, our ball girl, who's been calling us. And now we've got you, Cash, as well. I feel that we're learning a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff, which I really like.
Well, when you're here, we can give you a little talk around the grounds. Well, I'm sure you'll get to anyway, but when you're here...
Wicked.
Yeah, okay, well, we'll see you tomorrow, and I'll make sure that we're both wearing the correct attire.
I'm sure you will be. You guys are well-presented people, aren't you?
Sometimes.
All right. You will be when you come here.
Yeah, we will. I promise, sir.
Yeah.
Do I call you sir tomorrow?
No, just call me Cash.
Cash.
Everyone else does.
Okay, right, I'll see you tomorrow then, Cash.
Take care, have a lovely day.
Thank you, love you, bye.
Take care, bye. Love you, bye.
Yeah, love you, bye. I think I'm a bit scared of him.
Yeah, he strikes me as someone that could tell you off.
Very much so. That's why I wanted to know if I should call him sir. Okay, right. So he's given us what to wear. And I still think we've chosen fine, considering what he just
said.
Do
you?
Yeah, I do, actually. I'll let you in on that in a minute. The Scott Mills Daily. Right, so yesterday we went shopping to buy some clothes for Chris, so he gets into Wimbledon. We don't want to be having that situation where we're stood outside going, hello, can we come in? And you're just in a short and a trainer. And we just spoke to Cash and he's made it quite clear what we need to do.
I was open to the idea of it. It's, but I do worry we've gone too jazzy.
I think it's absolutely fine. We're going to... can we reveal this on Radio 1 Twitter soon, on Radio 1 Breakfast Twitter? Because I did take some pictures of the finished article in the Mirror yesterday when we went personal shopping. And... I mean, it wasn't just me. It was my friend Matt, who was a personal shopper. But I'm proud of what we've got for you. And I think that you... I'd say that you look quite handsome in it.
It's genuinely one of those things where I was looking in the mirror going, this doesn't look right to me. But if you were someone who didn't know who I was and was just looking at me, would they think, God, he looks good?
You are Wimbledon ready. We'll put the picture up in a minute, and we did record stuff, obviously, yesterday as well, because I just wanted to hear how stressed you were. That's coming up.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So yesterday, we went shopping for clothes for Chris for Wimbledon. We're doing the show from there tomorrow. Now, my friend Matt, who is a personal shopper, actually got you in quite a good mood because you hate shopping.
I hate it.
And you know why? Because when we arrived at 11 a.m, they gave you a beer.
I know. Literally, that's never happened before. Enjoyed that experience. Do you know what got me? When we first turned up, I thought this was going to be like a joint shopping trip. I thought the point was we were both going to do this.
No, I'm sorted.
And that turned out not to be the case at all.
Just you. Just your outfit is what we needed. So we had a beer in hand. As we walked through the shop, he was like, "Oh, straw hats." And we were like, "Absolutely not. That is not going anywhere near your basket." But I don't think you should wear a hat. So here's us in the shop with Matt, the personal shopper.
Right, we need to dress this boy for Wimbledon. What are you saying?
Yeah, so I'm considering a short suit.
What's a short suit then?
So instead of a trouser, we're replacing it with a short.
Is this on trend at the moment?
It is. It's everywhere. On the catwalks, it's been everywhere in the last couple of years.
So what do you mean? Like a newsreader? So it's sort of suit from up.
So it's sort of business on the top, party on the bottom. No, not quite like that. But it is literally just a standard suit, but instead of wearing a trouser, you wear it with a matching short.
Do you wear this?
I haven't, but this sounds perfect, I think. Matt, would you agree?
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, let's go and grab one and try it on.
It sounds to me a bit too...
Jazzy?
Too jazzy, maybe, Mills.
I know, I think it's perfect.
And Chris could not stop saying too jazzy.
Too jazzy?
It just struck me as a little bit jazzy that that what he was suggesting I wore was a suit with shorts, which is a new one for me, but you guys inform me is bang on trend at the moment.
I did feel like I was in the in-betweeners.
Too jazzy?
They are a little too jazzy, yes.
And you kept asking it as well to the personal shopper. He was really kind of freaked out by you.
Too jazzy?
No, too jazzy. I really like it.
So who wears this suit then? Is there anyone famous who's...
Yes. Oh, many people have worn it. Many people. Yeah.
They haven't.
Do you think is it okay, or do you think too tight? Like,
no, I think that's fine. That's absolutely fine.
Nicely, a nice fit, I think.
It's tailored.
Yeah, this word. Not too tight, it's tailored.
So we've got you a suit that is a suit, jacket, but with shorts.
Yeah, very strange situation there as well. We're all sort of stood in one room together. Yeah.
And Chris is like, okay, everyone, look up. I'm getting changed again.
Yeah. So I was dropping trowel, and literally everyone was stood around me. It's like the fact that you should be in that situation, having to say, right, can everyone just look up?
Yeah.
Just met Matt, your friend Matt.
I know.
I've never met him before. Suddenly I'm in a room dropping my trousers.
I know. Now, Matt, the personal shopper, made Chris wear trainer socks under his shoes so that they didn't show. And that caused a lot of stress.
Yeah. These are basically tight socks.
What?
They're like tights.
No, they're just trainer socks.
No, they're the consistency of tights.
And then the more stress you got, the more you kept saying just random words like, yes, okay, good, yes.
Do you think this shirt or the other shirt, what would you say?
That one's already better.
Yeah?
That one's better, yeah.
Okay, wicked, right. Okay, good, okay, cool.
Yeah. Cool.
Right.
Good, yes.
Yeah, okay, wicked, right.
Mm.
Okay, good,
stressed.
Okay,
listen,
cool.
Listen,
how
stressed
it
is.
Right.
I was trying to fit in because the thing is, I was very much outnumbered in the booth.
Yeah. And listen to this next worry that you had.
Okay.
Are you okay?
Okay, yeah. No, I just.
No cold sweats, you're right, you're still breathing.
I feel okay. It's just I worry it's almost too fashionable.
I think it might be too fashionable.
I think I'm too on trend.
Did you enjoy it? A little bit.
I enjoyed the beer. And I actually enjoyed the idea of getting clothes, but and here's where I'm confused, is I'm not sure if what you guys have provided me is something which is acceptable. For me, I don't think you should be allowed to wear shorts with a suit.
Well, let's see what people think. If you go to R1 Breakfast on Twitter right now, that's our Twitter, and I'll retweet it from mine as well, at R1 Breakfast on Twitter, and you'll see the short shorts, suit shorts.
Is it too jazzy?
It's
I
not.
Think that's what I need to
it's
know.
It's absolutely
here.
Fine.
Too jazzy?
By the end of it, what you didn't realise was you spent so long with the personal shopper, you actually started using some of the fashion talk,
did
darling.
I? We all feel this is a good look for me, do we?
Dude, colour's really nice in you, it's such a complexion.
Brings out the eyes,
that's one.
It makes sense in the mirror, doesn't it?
It does, it makes a lot of sense in the mirror, does it?
Who says that? It makes sense in the mirror.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
James says, What a brilliant idea. I've picked up a fashion tip from Scott Mills. Who'd have thought that would happen? Suit shorts. It's the loophole I have needed for many summers at work because I've got to wear a suit.
It's quite a reaction.
It's a revelation.
Right,
you look sharp, mate. I mean, there's a... There's possibly a slight Dermot O'Leary situation going on.
What's that?
Don't worry about it. But a lot of people are saying you look really good.
Yeah.
One person says it looks like something that Prince George might wear.
Yeah. Yeah.
R1 Breakfast on Twitter if you want to have a look.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm not sure about this outfit.
Twitter's gone a bit mad for it, hasn't it?
I know.
At R1 Breakfast. What are you saying? What do you mean? It looks good. Right, here's the thing. You need to get a little turn up on them shorts, okay? Just a little, like, turn them once.
Shorter?
Yeah, just to make just a little turn up. But then, it looks sharp. Just wear it like you own the place.
Wear it like a boss. I will on the day. And the thing is, if people are saying that you've got to be less awkward with it.
Yeah.
I'll wear it with confidence tomorrow.
Also, that beer should have been decanted into a glass. But apart from that, I think it looks good. I mean, some are saying Britney Spears' toxic video.
Some are saying first day at school.
Or you're so many supermarket.
I'm not happy with that one, actually.
Damien.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, have you seen the picture on R1 Breakfast Twitter?
It's a bit of a naughty photo, that one.
Why is it naughty, please?
I think Chris got a bit of a problem.
What do you mean?
Without realising, I don't know whether he realises, but I think he's got a touch of the Dermot O'Leary.
Yeah, but what does that actually mean? Because someone else has said that as well.
I can't say too much on air and whatnot, but it's a bit of a, he's got a bit of a tight thigh. I mean, the shorts are very, very tight, showing a bit much, maybe.
You've got a tight thigh.
Cheers, mate.
Yeah, thanks for that, Damien. You're saying too tight.
Why is this a phone-in? Let's all have a bit of class. Do you know what I mean? It's the Radio 1 breakfast show.
A bit of class.
Got a tight thigh, mate.
Jason?
Hi, Scott.
Yes, what are you saying?
I think Chris looks dapper.
Yeah. Cheers, pal.
Yeah, I think you're going straight in my basket.
Yeah, you're going straight in my basket.
You're going straight in my basket.
I definitely think you should go with the hat, the straw hat.
Yeah, straw hat, do you think?
Yeah, it might compliment it, mightn't it?
Do you think?
You've got to give these things a go.
You need a decent pair of shades on, mate, as well, and that you'll be sorted for tomorrow. I'm so looking forward to you rocking that outfit. Hi, Olivia.
Hi.
Your thoughts, please, because I trust a girl much more than I do any boys on this.
This is true. No, I think Chris, he looks great. I think John Legend actually wore a similar outfit the other day. And so I think that Chris is like bang on trend and he's going to look great. And everyone's going to be jealous of it, I reckon.
Everyone's going to be jealous. Yeah, that's exactly what my mum would say.
It's definitely going to make a scene.
No, John Legend wore a blue suit the other day and he looks like, you know, it's obviously on trend. And
Yeah, okay.
All right. I'd appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks for all your comments, that's everybody, right. Good and bad. Love you, bye.
Bye-bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. Good morning, Billy.
Good morning. Still on our way to see in the park.
Yes. Hey. How's it looking?
Oh, it's looking sunny at the moment.
Where are you?
We're just in Carlisle. We're just on our way to the Scottish borders now.
On the border.
On the border.
You're going to have an incredible weekend. Who are you with?
We're with Chris at the moment. We've got Kyle and Suze and Mrs. Daggers and Leslie coming up with us as well.
All right, is it like some kind of convoy you've got going on?
Little convoy. We've got a car in front, a car behind us. Can't wait.
So many people are travelling to Tea in the Park right now. Rachel and Chloe are on the M6. They're going from Northampton. That's going to be a long drive. Have an amazing weekend, all right?
Can we put Chris on for a second, Scott?
Here he is.
Hello.
Here he is.
All right.
Hiya, Scott.
Yeah, that's Chris there.
No, other Chris. Sorry.
Oh.
You all right?
Who's that?
It's Chris.
Hi, hello, Chris.
Oh, I see. Hello.
How's it going?
Yeah, good. Anything else to say?
No, I don't know why he's putting me on, really.
No, I don't. All right, love you, bye. The Scott Mills Daily. Good morning, Clara Amfo.
Good morning, Scott Mills. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
So, we all went to film an episode of BBC One's Pointless yesterday.
We sure did.
And it was me and Chris in the team together. It was you and Trevor Nelson. It was Sarah Jane Crawford off One Extra and Dev, and it was Greg James and Yasmin off One Extra. We're not allowed to tell you who won.
It was tense.
It was very tense, and
it was competitive.
So competitive.
Well, yeah, I think we all saw each other's true colours yesterday night, evening, day.
Trevor Nelson.
I know, wow. Who knew? Mate.
Chris!
No.
Who knew about... Well, actually, we knew about you.
Yeah.
There was one point and this is not giving too much away, where everyone, including Richard, his laptop, and Alexander Armstrong, and all of the crew were looking at you like you were a madman.
Me?
Yes, because you were going, ugh! Come on! Come on! Come on! Yeah. And that's not what they normally do on Pointless.
It's very Incredible Hulk.
It was weird. I know how you love a bit of reality TV.
I don't mind a bit. I'm a bit partial.
We often have a conversation about this. I am going to introduce you to two shows that you will absolutely want in your life after this track.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So Clara's here. On from 10 this morning, what have you got?
We've got Lucy Rose in the Live Lounge, which is going to be lovely.
We spoke to her earlier, but she had a very bad signal.
Oh, it's dodgy signal.
There's a lot of dodgy signal going around, especially if you live in the London area. So obviously everyone's trying to claw their way into work.
Oh, that's what it is, probably.
Yeah. Indeed, indeed. So yes, she shall be here though. We're hoping. She's going to be here at 12 to sing some songs. Also got some new music from Soul Circuit, who I really like. And we're going to be repeating Hugh Stevens' piano session with the very, very talented Alessia Cara. And if you are an Example fan, we've got his new tune coming through as well.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice to have a bit of Elliot back on the radio, isn't
it? Mr. Gleave.
So, two shows that I want to bring your attention to. One of them's on Catch Up, so watch it when you want. But I think it disappears from Catch Up on Saturday.
Okay.
So be quick. It's a show called Domino's, A Slice of Life.
Oh, he loves this.
Is this going to be better than Mob Wives? Because you know how I feel about Mob Wives. That's my absolute fave.
It's not better, but it's a one-off, so you can just kind of like...
Okay.
It's one of them, you don't have to think about it.
All right.
So it's about the famous pizza company, and it's just incredible. We don't do this kind of chanting at Radio 1, and I think we could all benefit from it. So can you shout out to me the words, who are we, and what do we do, okay?
Right, and this is what they do, is it? Ready?
Yeah.
Who are we?
Domino's Pizza!
What do we do?
No. No. Oh. Hang on. Who are we? What was it? Who are we? Domino's Pizza.
You're losing me here.
Yeah, hang on. Let me hear it.
Who are we? Domino's Pizza!
Where are we?
Number one!
What are we?
Okay, go.
Ready? Who are we?
Domino's Pizza. What are we?
What are we?
Number one.
What do we do?
Sell more pizzas, have more fun. Sell more pizzas, have more fun. Sell more pizzas, have more fun.
It's I can be into that.
Crazy. This is Matt. He's an area manager and he's really dedicated to his job.
Matt Taylor is a store manager from South Wales.
There's a lot of drawbacks from working in a tasty pizza place. Since I started working in Domino's just over 8 years ago now, I've put on just under 10.5 stone. And that is no lies, that is genuine. Full-on pizza eater.
Wow.
10.5 stone since he started working at the pizza place. It's such a good show. And they even find love over the pizzas.
It isn't just the brand that Matt has a passion for. He recently tied the knot with his area manager, Emma. At a company convention in Las Vegas.
For you. We met the first week we started training here. I asked her out.
When he was drunk.
When I was drunk. Have you got anything else to add to our lovely relationship?
Oh.
Wow.
So it's the life and stories of people that work there and
it's incredible.
Sounds full on.
Someone says, I'm a store manager for this pizza place. I can help you guys learn the chant. They all do it.
Let's do it again.
Who are we?
Domino's Pizza.
What number are we?
Number one.
What do we do?
Sell more pizzas, have more fun. Sell more pizzas. We need to get one of these.
Okay.
They also have a competition every year for the quickest pizza maker. You need to see this. It's on all four on the catch-up.
All right.
So they're going so fast. They're like ninjas, and they're trying to make the fastest pizza in the fastest time in the world. But listen to this.
For competitors who can't hold their nerve, there is the ultimate fear.
I'm just having a little bit of an issue with the pepperoni at the moment, which I'm hoping to rectify shortly.
The dreaded pepperoni shakes.
It's the pepperoni shakes.
the dreaded pepperoni shakes.
You know, when you're trying to make a pizza really fast, then you're like, oh, pepperoni shakes. It's incredible. And my favourite bit is that the guy, Matt, is like, I gotta be honest, if I didn't work here, I'd probably be dead. It's incredible. It's his whole life. It's what a guy.
They're very passionate about it, right?
Also, look out for a guy called Zagro, who is the most incredible pizza maker you've ever seen.
Okay.
Another show for you tonight. This is on 9 o'clock on Channel 4, Married at First Sight.
Okay, now this sounds like a lot of fun.
Okay, right. So people literally marry people 5 minutes after they meet. So it's the kind of thing you hear about in Vegas after a few drinks, but all of these people are stone cold sober. All of these people have volunteered to walk down the aisle with someone they've never met in the hope that they'll find true
But they get
love.
Matched up. They're matching personalities, okay. Something like
them,
that, right?
They match them using like DNA tests and intelligence and personality. Then they have everything. They have a ceremony. They have a reception complete with wedding breakfast, speeches, cake, the whole lot. And then they go on an all-expenses-paid honeymoon. When they get back from the honeymoon, they move in together and have 5 weeks to decide whether they stay married or get divorced.
Yeah, incredible.
Ridiculous.
Quite exactly, ridiculous at the same time.
You've just got to trust the experts that they've matched you well, haven't you, really? But these people are completely convinced that they have matched them. So I can't wait to watch this tonight. Channel 4, Married at First Sight, 9 p.m. It's a stupid idea, but I kind of think it's going to be good watching.
Well, I remember Jodie Marsh did something a bit similar. Do you remember that Jodie Marsh, will you take her up the aisle show that was on TV?
Brilliant. That wasn't called that, was it?
It was.
Of course it was.
It was called that. She married a guy that she barely knew.
What, she married?
Yeah, didn't really last too long, but it was pretty much the same concept. She pretty much knew for 5 minutes.
I'm just wondering how long these things are going to last. Hey. But anyway, we'll find out tonight. Married at First Sight is on Channel 4 at 9.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Those are the best bits of Thursday's show. We are live from Wimbledon tomorrow morning from 6:30 on Radio 1. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.